Okay. So Daf Kuf Mem Beis. Maranaim Kuf Mem Beis. Vayihi ki yoru hamiyaldes esu alikim. So the Torah says, it happened when the miyaldes feared the Rebbeinu Shalom vayas lem batim. So the Rebbeinu Shalom made for them batim. Vedosha chazal, chadam abotik hunava levia. One says that the reward that the miyaldes got was houses of kohuna levia, that they became, their children were zeicha to become kahanim levia. Vechadam abotim malchus. The other one says that what their reward was were homes of kingdom. Is Lahavin Mahu Loshan Batim Al Kohuna Leviya? What's the relationship between Batim? Like V past, what he's saying is, what's the relationship here between Batim and Kohuna Leviya? Say that their descendants were going to be Kahanim and Leviyim. What is the Batim? What does it mean? Houses of Akasha that I haven't seen anywhere else. It doesn't mean much, but it's a very, very fascinating observation. Naktim Pasuk. Like the Maranayim, Beis Yisrael, we say in Tehillim, Beis Yisrael Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis Aaron Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis HaLevi Baruch Hu, and then when it comes to Yirei Hashem, it just says Yirei Hashem, those who fear the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's Lama Leinema, it's a Yirei Hashem Gamkein, Tevez Bayis. Why is it that when it comes to those who fear the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that it doesn't also use the term, V'Leima Beis Yirei Hashem? The houses of, just like it says by Beis HaLevi, Beis HaHaren, see here too, it could say Beis Yirei Hashem, the house of Yirei Hashem. Ach denoida. Shehayira hu hashar. We touched upon this last week also, at the end of the piece last week. Says the Maranayim that Yira, that awe of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is called a shar. It's called a gate. Kemayim Chazal, Tara Ledata. It's a gate to go into the Dira. That's what Yira is. Yira, awe, fear of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is the gate which allows a person to enter. V'im kein. That being the case, Me'acher shehayira hu hashar. If the case is that Chazal are telling us that Yira is the gate, well, if there's a gate, obviously, there's something that the gate is leading to, right? You don't just have a gate in the middle of nowhere. So, if that's the case, it's Bevadav Ifnim Imenu Heichal HaMelech. So, inside of the gate, once you pass through the gate, there's the Heichal HaMelech. What's more, is not only is it a simen that if there's a gate, that beyond the gate is the chamber of the king, but what's more important is that ef shalav leheichal hamelach kiim al yodai, that it's impossible for a person to come into the heichal hamelach unless you first go through the gate. Meaning, sheyovim mikoydem b'zeh hashar, that what Chazal are trying to point us out to is that you can't come into the chamber of the king unless you first walk through the gate, that gate which is Yira. K'mei shekosu, zeh hashar l'Hashem. That's the shar. V'achekach, and once you go through the gate, yovah l'pchines hachochmo, if a person utilizes the gate called Yira, then they have the ability to come into the concept called Chachma. And here he points to the critical Chazal. It's going to be very critical for the rest of the piece, which is, Kol sheyiras chetoi kodemes lechachmosai. Any person who his fear of chet, his fear of sin, precedes his Chachma, then chachmosai miskeyemes, then his wisdom has the capacity, the possibility that the wisdom will survive. Whereas if a person lacks Yira, then the Chochmah will not survive. V'noida. V'noida sheni doyme mishurei yisamele chutz lebeis avei cholei shurei bebeis. So he's in the Maranayim is establishing a premise. And the premise is that you can't compare someone who sees the king out in the street to someone who has the privilege of seeing the king in the palace. It's virtually two different people. The splendor, the majesty of the king in his own surroundings is in a league unto itself compared to just seeing the king out in the street. It says, Bevadai, who is Scarvus Yesera, for sure, seeing the king has a tremendous advantage. If you see the king inside, Mishreba Hecholai, a person who sees the king in his Hechol, the Yochol Lifel Heftzei Vakoshasi, when you meet the king in his palace, so you're able to ask the king for any one of your desires. There you have a privilege of being able to have an audience with the king. Yosef Yosef, much more so than if you meet the king outside. You can't approach the king and have an audience with the king on the street. So the Maranayim, that being the case, Kach Hu Gam Kem Avodas Hashem. He says, I want you to understand that the exact same premise applies in the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody there? Here you go. Ki yesh kama she'ovdim v'loimdim Torah Yisbarach. There are many people that serve and learn the Torah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ach merochek Hashem nir lehem. But you should be certain that the Ribbono Shel Olam that they're seeing is very distant from them. Why? Shalei bo adayin lehichol Yisbarach. Because they have yet to enter the shar. They have yet to enter the gate. And as a result, they're not in the chamber of the king. The reason that they are distant is machmash lehochu derech hashar. It's because they didn't pass through the gate, asher tzadikim yevayuvay. This gate, the David HaMelech says, zeh hashar l'Hashem tzadikim yevayuvay. What is that gate? Zeh hashar, shehu ha-yira k'niska. This is the gate called Yira. And alkein lebo the madrega, therefore they never came to the level sheyizku lahasig mechochmashu etzachayim. They never came to a deep understanding of Torah, which is the chachma, which is the etzachayim. So there can be a tremendous amount of Torah knowledge, and yet a person is seeing the king out in the street. He hasn't entered the hechel. Kamamareinu, as the Maranayim says, like I said elsewhere, Hafledik, Amash Amr Chazal, various famous Chazal, we've all learned the Chazal, Kol Shigiras Chetech Demes L'Chachmose, anybody whose fear of Chet precedes his Chachma, then Chachmose Miskayemis, his wisdom will be Miskayim. Frek the Maranayim, Lam Lahavin Loshen Miskayemis, why do Chazal use the language Miskayemis? Why doesn't he just say the wisdom will endure? What is miskayemis? The Torah that we see, that we experience by most Torah scholars, as we like to call them, that's called noivles hachachma, the droppings of chachma. Shenafla mechachma al yayin, this Torah fell from the highest wisdom, hanikra Eitz Chaim, which is called true Torah, which is called Eitz Chaim. What does this mean? What is the Medrash talking about when it's saying that there's Torah that fell off of the tree? The understanding is ki achachma amitis hel yayin hanal. This true chachma, a person cannot reach it. Kim shiyovet chidal hashar, unless he first goes through the gate, shehi ayir, which is the fear. Umi shezoich lahasig pchinas hachachma nikreitz chayim. About those people who were zoicha to be masig that true highest wisdom, which is called etzachayim. Nema boy, about that person it says v'ochal v'chay liyodim, because that's what it says about the etzachayim. He'll eat it and live forever. That's the people who ingested, who have a true relationship, of being chai li'olam. He quotes here on the bottom from Reb Chaim Vital that he named the sefer Eitz Chaim Al Shmi, he says, for my name, Reb Chaim Vital, and about the Chachma, Asher Toyameo Chaim Zochel, V'achu M'meneh V'chai Lo'aylem Shukul Yalem Shukul Yaruch. Anybody who tastes of this Sefer, anybody who learns true Chachma, will be Chai Lo'aylem. Ach, he says, back up to the top, Shebnei Aliyah HaZeichim L'zeh, that the true Bala Madrega, the elevated people who merit this deep insight into Torah, Hema Muatim, they are very few. V'yesh HaNoshim Shem B'chinis HaShvira, there are people who we would say today that they're broken. They're B'chinis Shvira. Sh'lei Zochol Dikonis B'shara Melech Malchus Shemayim Sh'oyira, meaning, they never went through that gate. They never entered into the Heichal HaMelech through the gate called Yira. And therefore they remained in what we call in the popular svarim, it's called chitzonius hachachma. They get stuck in the externalities of Torah exclusively and never had insight into the deeper levels of Torah. Now, so many of us should be thinking now, well, what hope is there for us? Based upon this, says the Maranaim, no. V'hu yizbach shemei chofetz, shiasigem oisegam kein. The Rebbein Shalem wanted that every person should have access to the deeper levels of Torah. Sham, kfi b'chinis sichlam, umadrigasim b'ashur sham. He wanted every person to be able to reach it. Is al kein tzimtzim hu yizbarach. Therefore the Rebbein Shalem was mitzamtzim himself. V'hipol umadrigasim, and he lowered himself to their level. How? In Neuvle Sachachmelya, and he allowed to fall pieces of this highest wisdom of Torah into a place that is accessible to every human being on their level. There's some level of Torah that every person has the ability to learn. Shuei Tachayim Aniske. Why? Leman Yedu Das Hashem. In order that at their level they'll grasp Torah on whatever level it is. Whatever they're able to grasp at their level of lower seichel. Why? Because if a person doesn't have an entry, if there weren't an entry level Torah for each of us, then we would never be able to enter at all. We wouldn't even know that there is a Heichel HaMelech that we should want to enter through the gate called Yira, were it not for the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us some level of Torah. The Epshon. The Rebbein Shalem's hope is that by teasing us with these noivlais, with these fallen, graspable concepts of Torah, the hope is that we're going to yearn and we're going to hope and strive for deeper levels, and we're going to go to after the true Torah, which is Etz Chaim. How? Through the fact that a person is going to so enjoy a geshmak sugya, he'll enjoy a mishnah, he'll enjoy some piece of graspable Torah that meets at his level, and he'll say, this is phenomenal, this is great. Says this noivlis, these graspable pieces of Torah are called mace. Why? Because there's a Zohar HaKadosh that says, anything which falls from its higher level to a lower level, it's a form of death. So therefore, since these graspable pieces of Torah fall from a much higher place in Torah, so compared to their higher level of Torah, they are called on the level of mace. However, but if a person takes that Torah, that which was at his level, graspable, but compared to the true Torah, is Vayamas, is Mace. But he utilizes it to go through Madregas HaYirashu HaShar, which is the gate. V'yachakach o'ilifnim l'pchidas hachach manikretz chayim, but through it, he's able to go deeper and deeper into true chachma, which is called Etz Chayim. Therefore, malo mechayi gam kenanoiv l'shoi b'shvira. He doesn't leave the Torah down there. He takes that Torah and elevates it to a much higher madrega. So he doesn't, although he grasped the Torah at the level that he was at when he was down there, but when he goes and elevates himself to a higher level, he takes the Torah with him. And as a result, he's milo that Torah back to the higher level of Eitz Chaim. So he revives the Torah that was fallen. As he grows, he takes that Torah with him and re-elevates that Torah. Since the only fact that they fell was only because he was on a level of Shvira, it was a Me'achar Sha'olah. When he goes up from being broken, is Oilim Gamken Ima. He takes them up with him. So he brings that Torah back to the Eitz Chaim. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam allows for the Torah to descend to where the people are, with the hope that the people are going to take that Torah and bring it back up with them when they're elevated to their Madrega in a deeper sense, in a deeper level of Torah. Zog Demar Naim, look at this Taich here, this next paragraph is staggering. It says like this. V'zeu kol shechachmosei kedemes liyiris chetei. This is the meaning. When somebody's... Look, so we have now... Let's just go through... Let's put the Madregas into order. You have Torah leading to Yira, leading to true Torah. Right? That's the hope. That's the way it ought to be. Everybody there? Okay. Now, if a person gets stuck in the Chachma without it ever leading to Yira, so then he remains in the level of Torah as it is in its fallen level called Misa, right? He says like this. V'zeu, kol shechachmasei kodemes liyiras chetoi. If the Chachma precedes the fear, v'im ken hu adayim b'shvira, he's still at the stage in where it precedes Yira. So the Torah he's learning is also broken Torah. So what happens is that the Chachma, which is Mace, is not Kayemes. It never gets its revival. So he's taking the word Mis Kayemes and splitting it into two words and saying that Ein Chachmasei, which is Meis, never comes to its Kiyam because he's stuck in the Chachma which precedes the Yira. He's stuck at that level. He never gets beyond it. Aval Mishi Yiras Chetei Kedemes. But somebody whose Yira precedes his Chachma, V'nichnas B'Shar Hashem, and he goes into the gate, U'bevad Yovel Eichel HaMelech, for sure he's going to go into a higher level of learning, Shu Eitz HaChayim, U'zum Mechayim Gam Kenanoiv L'Shoi B'Shvir HaImai. So he ends up elevating the Torah that he was stuck with ahead of time. Is Oz Chachmosei Meis Kayemes. Then the Chachma, which was Meis beforehand, is now Kayemes because he elevated it in his own elevation. Hafle D'Gitaych. Is Bechinas HaChachma Shaloi, that Chachma that he had, Shaloi Bechinas Misa Shua Shvira, that originally was in this concept of Misa, which was the broken stages. Achshav, now, Ayresh Allah, since he was elevated, it's Oili Megam Kain, it's elevated with him, V'nasek Klulo Be'etz HaChayim, and it becomes inclusive in Eitz HaChayim, Asher Noflu Memena. V'zeh Yev Shikim Ayresh Taktim Le'agira, that can only happen if the person goes through a year. There's a Maisa Yidua, that Rebbe Shmelk of Nikolsburg was appointed by the Magid to create a chavrus with the Rebbe Bzish of Anapolim. The Rebbe Shmelk was a gun ilum, and the Rebbe Bzish was known to be a mufla in Yira. So he decided that the two of them would make up a great chavrus. So they decided to start at the beginning of Shas, and they came to Me'emasai Kain Shema Ba'avis. So the Rebbe Shmelka taiched, from when do you read the Shema at night? And the Rebbe Zisha began to tremble. And he said, no, Me'emasai, from fear, from Ema, Kain Shema Ba'avis. And the Rebbe Zisha began to tremble so that he fell off his chair. The Rebbe Shmelka closed his Gemara and said, I can't learn with this fellow. This isn't for me. But one of the things you find, and in the classic Chassidish Sfarim, you see that the Talmid Baal Shem HaKadosh took Gemaras in Nezikin and in Noshim and in all different kinds of places, and you see the way they looked at them was through the lens of Kisvei Ari and the other Sifrei Kabbalah, and they were learning at a whole different level. Now, obviously, they understood that the simple pshat, the nigli pshat, was pshat, but they also understood that leaving it at that pshat was not the intent of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that it was to be taken to a deeper and a higher level. Umizeh hatam. So he says, now we understand. Tovin mashehikshu ha-mefarshim. We will understand what the mefarshim ask. Ala Mishnah. The mefarshim ask a very conspicuous question. On the Mishnah. Sh'amr kol sh'yiras chetah kedemus l'chachmas. You're claiming that fear has to precede chachma. So the Mefarshim all ask, there's a major problem with this, because ha'ein bor yirei chet. A boor, a person who is ignorant, cannot possibly have fear. So if you're saying that you can't get into chachma without yira, but you can't have yira without chachma, this is what we call here in the United States a catch-22. So how are you ever supposed to get anywhere in life? If you can't have chachma without yira, and you can't have yira without chachma, so give up. Is vehechav sheshiyah la yira kaidem sheshiyah la chachma? How can you possibly have fear without wisdom? Ach lefid vareinu umuvin, says the Maranayim, but according to the way I set things up here, it's perfectly understood. Kizeh bevadah she'amur kaidemus la chachmasai, when it says that the yira has to come before the chachma, hakavani ala chachma al-yoyna, that's referring to the second chachma. So there's a chachma which precedes the yira, and there's a chachma which succeeds the yira. The chachma which precedes the yira is learning on the level of chitzonis. But when they say that a person is kedemus the chachmasa, they're talking about their true wisdom. That's the nikra etz chayim. Avol bevadai b'chinas ha-torah she-b'chinas noivleis. For sure, this Torah, which is called noivleis, bevadai tzok she-taktim la-yira. That you can't have yira without basic knowledge of Torah, that has to proceed. B'chdei she'yetzim b'chinas bor, so that a person can leave the level of bor, shal yod yuchal lavad b'chinas yira, so that he could ever come into the gate that's called yira. So clearly, Torah knowledge must precede yira, but yira must come after that basic Torah knowledge and lead a person into deeper levels of understanding. V'havin, and understand as well. B'noida. Next paragraph. It is known, ki kahanim ulevim nivcharu liyas mishosim beis Hashem, that the kahanim and levim were chosen to be the servants in Hashem's house. V'yiskarvusam, and their closeness is yiseid al hazarim, which is much closer than the closeness to the zarim, to the bnei Yisrael. V'zachu liyas royim pnei hamelech bebeis ha-becholot. They were the ones who merited to see the king in his heichol. And this was given through the merit of the Mialdes. How are they a yira? Because the Pasuk says, Vayara, they had fear. Which leads to be able to see the Melech in the Hechel. It doesn't say Ahava. It says they feared. As a result of their fear, we know that you come to see the king in the chamber. Therefore, it makes very much sense. We ask them Batim, Prinis Batim, which is Batim Kuhuna Leviya. They had the merit, they had the schos of getting Khan of their descendants being Kaim and Leviim, Liyas Mikurav and Mepchinas Beis Hashem. Therefore, they, as the result of their yira, had the merit that their descendants had the kirva of seeing the Melech in the Heichel Vahavim. As Vizel Mashik Siv Beis Saharim Baruch. Therefore, the Torah utilizes the Bais and Beis Alevi. But v'gabi yirei Hashem, when it comes to the yirei Hashem, le'yuska bayis, there is no base. Why? Because yirei isn't a house, yirei is a gate. And therefore the Torah doesn't use the term gate, bayis, when it refers to yirei Hashem. Is v'zeu schara yirei, the bayis is the reward for the yirei. Im kenu madrega lefnimi ha-yirei. So this is a madrega which is beyond yira v'yachay zayovela, and only after yira can a person come to the bias. Is alken lehuska b'zeh bias. Therefore, the Torah doesn't mention bias. Me'achashu aschar liyir Hashem, because the bias is the reward for the yira Hashem a madrega yoinim emenu ka'omar. It's a level which is beyond Yira. Ka'ama v'havit. Is v'hinei k'maykenu b'chol ish v'ish ha-Yisraeli. Okay, that's nice. Now we were talking about the Mialdis, but the same thing applies to every one of us. If we can only merit to come into Yireh, for sure the person will merit to come into the Bayis. It wasn't only Kahanim that are Zeichah to be Kahanim, but every one of us is called Kahanim, as the Torah says, V'atem Tiyah L'mamlechas Kahanim. You could be a whole nation of Kahanim. If every Yid accepts upon himself Malchus Shemayim, Shulosh Nanikra Mamleches, this is why we're called Malucha Kenoida Sheyira Nikra Malchus Shemayim. Yir is called Malchus Shemayim. Yayide Shemikabalav Oil Malchus, Soy Neufel Olav Yiris HaMalchus. When a person is Mikabal Oil Malchus Shemayim, he then has the merit to receive a relationship with Malchus. Oil Malchus Shemayim. In fact, Rashi quotes twice in Chumash a concept called Eved Melech Melech. That if a person's really mekabel on themselves, Oil Malchus Shemayim, they themselves become a king. Then a person can merit to become a kohen. V'zel Mamleches Kahanim. Therefore, you have this double terminology. Melech, Mamleches, a kingdom of Kahanim. Because the kingdom refers to the Oil Malchus Shemayim, which leads to the Yira. The Kehanim is the merit to see the Melech in the Hechel, which is the reward. Through the fact that David accepted upon himself Oil Malchus Shemayim, Ad Shezachal Yisregel Revi Miragli Amarkava, till Chazal tell us that he became the fourth foot of the Ragli Amarkava. Therefore, Zachal B'chinas Bayis, he was the one who the Beis Hamikdash is called by his name, Liyiskar of the Melech, to become close to the king, L'Oisai, to see him, Ulahasiga Beichali, to come to this level that he mentioned earlier, which is to be Masig the Melech in his Bayis. Is Al Kain Gamkin Amr B'Shas Alib B'Dechad Man Da'amah, Bate Malchus Gamkin. Therefore, according to one opinion, that where it says that the Mialdis were Zeichet to V'yaslem Batim, that it refers to Bate Malchus. K'mesh Mitzino, Sha'am Reb Shimon V'Mesech Teshabbis, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. Reb Shimon says, he paskins that all Yidin have a din of princes. U'pasko ha'poiskim she'en alocha k'Reb Shimon. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon. Says the Maranaim Hakavonehi Shereb Shimon Haya Eved Hashem Madregevay Miyot. Reb Shimon was on this level. Vahay Bebchinis Ben Amelach Ayil Venafik Bechal Demalko Balei Bar. That means Reb Shimon was at home in the Hechal Amelach. Is Venid Malai an Elach Yid like Reb Shimon? When he looks at other people, thinks that everybody else is at the same Madreges. Venid Malai Kilu Kulam Madregezu. See, paskin al pi halacha, that all Yisrael have a din of b'nei malachim. When they said ein halacha k'Reb Shimon, what they're saying is, unfortunately, that's not the reality, Reb Shimon. You think that everybody's at this level, that they're b'nei malachim, but unfortunately, Reb Shimon, when they say ein halacha, they're saying ein halichas olam, the facts on the ground, or what did they say, the facts on the ground. Are not like Reb Shimon, meaning that's just not the case. They're not all that way. V'havit. Any comments there so far?
if someone before he got Yir Shamayim was learning Torah, and there was a problem with the way he was learning based on the fact that he had a lack of Yir Shamayim, later on when he does get Yir Shamayim, is he mal with such Torah too?
So that would probably go, that would probably depend upon the Gemara they just had in Daf Yemi with Lishma and Shalei Lishma, that whether it was Lekanter or not. So Taisa says that the Chilik is if it's Lekanter or not. Lekanter means that he learned it for Mamish negative reasons. the shaloi lishma that a person can elevate later on is if he learned that they should call him Rebbe, or they should have, that he learned to, you know, to have the knowledge. So that can be elevated. But if he learned it for negative reasons, it's questionable. Although there's a very interesting, Derech Hashem, Ramchal encourages to learn Torah with a person at all costs, because ultimately, it'll break through. And l'chayr, if that being the case, it should be shaykh to say that if Torah in any way impacted the person to go through the gate, then that Torah would be elevated, because ultimately that Torah was the cause for the elevation. I think that would be fair. Okay. V'al ken yochel. Now he's talking to us again, saying that Kabbalah's Almach Shemayim is the critical component. Is next paragraph. V'gam ken yochel lovei ayde ayirish yashar. What's more is that a person can come through Yira, which is the gate, l'madregas levia. Up until now, he just mentioned Kehanim, Mamlechas Kehanim. Now he's saying we could also come to Leviah. Who's Leviah? Shubchinis Moshe. Moshe was called the Levi. Shehu Adas HaTorah HaAmitias. The Maranayim introduces here the concept. The yeshiva world caught on a little bit late to this. But here is the introduction of Das Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the true Das Torah Kamala'el, Hanikra Yitzchayim, Kenizke Bezoyer. As the Zohar says, Ispashtusa de Moshe b'chol dara v'dara, famous Zohar, that Moshe Rabbeinu is found in each generation, ad shishim ribadar, until 600,000 generations. Ki b'chol odam yesh b'chinas Moshe, because in every one of us, we have a Moshe, Shua Das. You find in the Gemara, most of the Svarim bring this down when they mention this concept, Moshe Shapir Kamrit. We had it also in Daf Yomi. Moshe is saying good. Neither one of them was, the name was Moshe. But it was the Moshe within them was speaking. Shemasik im b'chinas mashalayim, that's the Moshe that a person can grasp through what he's learning. The idea, yir yichalav the b'chinas ha-Torah, through yir a person could come to the true Torah, shu b'chinas Moshe, shal shmoy nikrem ha-Leviyim. That's the second madrega called Leviyah, which is Moshe Rabbeinu v'havet. Now, v'hinei, you can't compare the pleasure that a person has. You can't compare eating with the king and enjoying the king's food. You can't compare that to a person who hears about the pleasures in the palace, right? Not a spectator sport. Even though the person has some pleasure in hearing what's going on, similarly, a person who didn't enter the bias, he says, we're just talking about it, but you can't compare talking about it to experiencing it. Which is the Torah, which is the pleasure of all pleasures. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom and Torah are one. A person who never came into the chamber of the king, he never had the true taste of Torah. Even though he has some level of pleasure from what he has seen in Torah, it's comparable to a person who hears about what exists in the chamber of the king. The distance between them is like the distance between east and west. Therefore, each one of us should see to prepare oneself to enter into the gates of Yira. By doing so, we will be able to call ourselves one of those who dwell in the chamber of the king. Amen netzach selavoyet. We should be zeicha to madrega sayira, in order that we will be able to be miyoshve sharamelach. There's so many different insights, sipurim, observations about Elach HaYidin that fit right into this. You look, for instance, the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Rebbe of Chabad, wrote, I don't know, 30, 40 volumes. And in addition to Kabbalah and Chassidus, he wrote on Halacha and Drush. And it's kemat not possible, just time-wise, for a person to have enough time to learn the amount of information needed to be able to record that amount of Torah. But once you're dealing with a person who's dealing with it on a different level, so you're no longer limited by time. You're looking at Chuvas, like the Shaila Meshif. He didn't have a computer. He wasn't typing. And he wrote thousands of Chuvas. And at the same time, he was a Rav of one of the largest cities in Europe. So there's a point at which a person enters into a different realm of existence. And the way the Maharanim is explaining it here is that they come into a point where they're inside the Heichal HaMelech, and inside the Heichal HaMelech, you don't process anymore using the same tools that you process Torah with outside of the Heichal HaMelech. So I think there's many, many ramifications beyond just the qualitative learning that a person is able to do when they're learning on that level. It just has a whole different, it's the perspective, it's the all-encompassing knowledge that affects every detail of Torah that has to be consistent with another. I believe that the Divrei Chaim, when he saw the Chibur LaTorah that Ramatullah printed himself, so you have in the middle, there's like a concise pirish, and then there's a pirish on the outside in two columns. And the Divrei Chaim read it across the whole page. Oh. And said that if somebody learns Torah Lishma, that it has meaning whichever way you learn it. So I'll say the term. All right. I get to an acting with Hashem. We'll learn again next week. I get to an acting.